He's watching you. God is watching you. His eyes will search throughout this world for one committed heart.
May all who come behind me find me faithful. May the fire of my devotion light their way. May the footprints that I leave lead them to believe, and the life I live inspire them to obey.
Before your very eyes, His wonders to perform.
Welcome to The Journey with Annie Meadows. Honest, thought-provoking, The Journey is a half-hour program airing every week. Listen as Annie shares from her heart and life experiences with the belief that you can be free, you can be better, and you can take courage. For questions, comments, or prayer needs, you may contact us here at Faith Runner Incorporated by calling us at 702-277-1911. Or visit our websites, faithrunner.org, where you will discover more of Annie's testimony, her music, and updates on prophecy. Or go to anniemeadows.com to join the adventure and discover Annie Meadows, the author. Let's join Annie as she brings her message to you today.
Thank you, Pastor Mike. You know, last week I presented a program entitled Truth or Dare, and I want to thank one of my really, I guess he's a guy you'd say regular listener, and that's my friend Kevin. He's become my friend listening to The Journey, and he always calls me up and gives me a critique and encourages me. And Kevin, if you're listening today, I appreciate you, my friend. There's many others as well, and got a lot of feedback last week, as a matter of fact, so I really loved hearing from so many of you. But I did present a program entitled Truth or Dare, and quite frankly, when I arrived in this radio studio last week, I had no idea that this particular program would become a series. You know, with today being part two, and then possibly next week being part three, so like Shakespeare says, to be or not to be. Well, on with our program. I don't want to waste any time because I know that Dwayne in Florida told me that he's going to be waiting on pins and needles all week to hear the prophecy that I promised I would bring forth today and from last week. To recap just a very, very little bit, just bullet points here, as I'm known for saying. L. Ron Hubbard, I talked about him last week being a known for, famous science fiction fantasy writer, but yet he's the founder of Scientology, in which so many people put their faith, their very life. And so I won't even say anything else about that. That kind of should sum that up if you've got any kind of common sense whatsoever. And then I promised to share a prophecy. It's a prophecy from, get this, a 90-year-old woman. Yes, God can use you, my friends, at any age. And I pray that the day comes when I'll be 90, that I'll be prophesying and still working in ministry. And then I'm going to be sharing quite a bit of commentary from a man named Michael Snyder. And you can, it's S-N-Y-D-E-R, Snyder. You can Google him if you want to know more about him. But he's basically the founder and publisher of End of the American Dream. He has many more titles, but you're welcome to go ahead and look that up. So I'm going to get kind of right into it here and throw some of these notes away and just get going here. The 90-year-old woman that I'm talking about, and this was presented in many places, including Charisma Magazine. And you know, magazines of that caliber don't print anything unless they are pretty darn sure that they are real and not a fake. So this 90-year-old woman in Norway in 1968. Now, when I read this prophecy to you and I share this, and if I hopefully make it through all of it today, if I don't, I promise the rest of it will be next week. And I know Dwayne is saying, please, not one more week on pins and needles. But in 1968, now, if I said that she shared this prophecy, say, in 2015, it might not be so far-fetched. But if she shared it in 1968, which she did, there's no way that I don't believe anybody in 1968 could have really seen this far into the future. She was given an incredible glimpse into our future. She was shown what life would be like just before World War III and the return of Jesus Christ. Now, have I got your attention? And what she saw is eerily similar. Catch that? It's eerily similar to current conditions in our world today. Yet, this was in 1968. There was an evangelist, Emmanuel Minos. He held meetings in the town of a little town in Norway. This is where this woman lived. And this precious elderly lady shared what the Lord had shown her. She shared it with this evangelist. Minos wrote down what he was told by this woman. And it got put away in a drawer for 30 years. I know it sounds far-fetched, but it couldn't be any more far-fetched than a fiction writer who makes up a religion that people embrace their entire life around, okay? So it was put in a drawer for 30 years. But after many of the things that she saw started to come to pass, then this evangelist Minos remembered the vision, and he decided to pull it right out of that drawer and share it with the world. Now, I'm quoting Michael Snyder. He says one of the reasons why he wanted to share the vision that he felt that Minos said that he wanted to share the vision was because it has so many parallels to visions that are even being shared now. Now, you can Google this if you want to. But I basically got a lot of my text of the prophecy when I just looked up 1968, a 90-year-old woman in Norway prophesies. So you can you know that I don't like computers very much myself, but I will say this: they really greatly can help me do a little bit of research here for my radio programs. And, you know, the first part of that prophecy, I'm looking through my notes here. I want to make sure I get this really straight. She mentions four waves, okay? Four waves. The first, here's number one. Are you ready? First before Jesus. Now, this I'm quoting this woman. First before Jesus comes. And before Third World War breaks out, there will be a detente. I'm not really sure what that word means. D-E-T-E-N-T-E. Maybe it's a Norwegian word. I don't know. Like we've never seen before. But she goes on to say there will be peace between the superpowers in the East and the West. And there will be a long peace. Okay, now remember, this was in 1968 when the Cold War was at its highest. She goes on to say, in this period of peace, there will be disarmament in many countries, also in Norway, and we are not prepared when the war comes. That's interesting right there. The Third World War will begin in a way no one would have anticipated and from an unexpected place. I think that's interesting. I'm going to say that again. She says, the Third World War will begin in a way no one would have anticipated and from an unexpected place. That's interesting when people say that. Yeah, you know, I feel a lot of this prophecy as I share it with you is really being fulfilled right in front of our eyes right now. You know, number two, this is it, as I read these, I realize how just incredible this is, that this woman would see any of this. Number two is, listen to this. Does this sound like the world? I mean, sadly, does it sound like the church? Does it sound like a lot of Christians? A lukewarmness without parallel will take hold of the Christians. Did you hear that? She didn't say the heathen. She said the Christians. A lukewarmness. A falling away from true living Christianity. Christians will not be open for penetrating preaching. They will not, like in earlier times, want to hear of sin and grace, law and gospel, repentance and restoration. There will come a substitute instead. I'm going to tell you what she said the substitute is. Are you waiting for this? Prosperity, happiness, Christianity. Does that sound familiar? Where we are living right now in this world, how many churches are filled with thousands upon thousands of people because they're listening to a prosperity and happiness Christianity gospel? We have to remember, my friends, God is a God of love, but He's also a God of justice. And next week, I'm going to be addressing that very part of the subject. Listen to this. It goes on. The important thing, now this is the lady's prophecy. The important thing will be to have success, to be something, to have material things, things that God never promised us in this way. Churches and prayer houses will be emptier and emptier. Instead of the preaching we have been used to for generations, like to take up your cross and follow Jesus, entertainment, art, and culture will invade the churches where there should have been gatherings for repentance and revival. This will increase markedly just before the return of Jesus. Wow. Does this mean that Jesus is right around the corner? You know, a little bit of the commentary from Mr. Snyder is so, so telling. It's penetrating. He says, there is a reason why you rarely hear words such as sin and repentance in the Christian world today. In fact, for many ministries, those have become extremely dirty words. It seems like everyone wants to have happy church, and so the conviction of the Holy Spirit is suppressed. He goes on to say that one of the reasons why you won't find revival in America today is because evangelists who dare to preach about sin and repentance, well, they're run out of large churches, and they're actually blackballed by large ministries. You know, folks, you don't know everything's going on behind the scenes here. We sometimes really look through the world with rose-colored glasses. We see through a glass dimly, as the Word of God says. But if you study church history, You will never find a revival without repentance. So for those of you who claim you want revival, then you better start embracing repentance. Michael Snyder says that he's previously warned about the exposure that's coming to the church. And if you've been paying attention to the headlines lately, well, you'll know that it's already begun. Those in ministry cannot embrace great sin and expect to get away with it. Did you hear what I said? Those in ministry cannot embrace great sin and expect to get away with it. In these last days, my friends, God is raising up an army. But those that refuse to live in holiness will not be able to be a part of it. Getting back to the prophecy, there are two more waves that this woman shared. They're quite lengthy. So I know that you're probably going to be mad at me, but I'm going to save those two waves for next week's program. I will say this. When she was finished prophesying, tears streamed from the old woman's eyes down her cheeks. This is what the evangelist that was, it was being told to him, he said about her. And she said to this evangelist, "I will not see it, but you will." Then suddenly, Jesus will come and the Third World War breaks out. And it will be a short war. But next week, I'm going to share with you number 3 and number 4 of that wave that this woman, who's more, I would say, in heaven now with the Lord. You know, we may choose to believe prophecy or not. It all sounds very familiar. That's the real eerie part of it. Well, we might not want to die either, but we're gonna, okay? Jesus stated in the book of Matthew, in the Holy Word of God, the signs of the times and the end of the age. And it's according to Jesus Christ. And that was a man who lived 2,000 years ago, not 31 years ago. And I'm going to quote from the New King James Version. I know different versions say things differently. My producer Ed and I had discussed this at the beginning of the program. But I'm going to read to you Matthew 24, 3 through 14, as it is stated in the New King James Version. "Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?' And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all the nations for my name's sake.'" Does that sound like the beheadings and the Christians that are being killed even now, my friends? And he goes on to say, "And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." And you know, the love in this world has so grown cold. We wonder and we say, how can people behead people? How can there be suicide bombers? How can there be people just killing their own family members? And that's because of the love growing cold. But Jesus goes on to say, "But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. So, my friends, truth or dare, I tell you this, only time will tell.
Annie has given you something to think about today and the encouragement you need to continue on your journey. It is Annie's desire that you are spurred on to good works and that you strive for a higher calling. Your donations are greatly needed to keep this program on the air. You can give via PayPal at our secure website or by checks written to ECM. All donations go directly to the radio stations that air The Journey and are tax deductible. Again, our phone number is 702-277-1911. That's 702-277-1911. Join Annie again next week on The Journey, and may God bless you.
Bless you.